Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching. I want to thank you for subscribing to our show today. So we have an amazing free gift for you with Dr. Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now today on the show we have an absolutely incredible guest for you, Kim Peterson. And Kim is and her husband were the founders of Light Force Therapy, which was a company that used light waves to help people heal and recover. And I believe that company was one of the fastest growing companies in the world at the time. They were featured in Fast Company magazine and all kinds of media for their incredible growth. And I think they did over about $20 million a year in sales with that company. A few years ago, Kim founded CommonSenseHealth.org, and Common Sense Health is really her passion of educating the public about alternative therapies, about alternative health practices that they can use to really improve their health and increase their health overall. And so she's really turned herself from the business world to the nonprofit sector, where she wants to make an absolute difference in millions and millions of people's lives all around the world. So today on the show, Kim shares with you her vision for Common Sense Health. And of course, you can join for free at CommonSenseHealth.org. I think it's just an incredible cause, and that's why I had Kim on the show today. And I think you're actually going to love her, and you're going to love this organization that she's building. And it's just another opportunity to be with like-minded people who really want to share and help each other and give back. So enjoy the show today and make it an incredible day.
Kim, thank you so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about your background and how you got interested in health and wellness?
Well, it's great to be here, Tom. Thank you so much for having me. You know, it's been a passion of mine for decades now to share the information that I've learned over the years in terms of being proactive rather than reactive about our health. And we have a tendency in our society to wait until everything completely breaks down, and then you go to the doctor and you're prescribed medication. And I think at that point it's a little too late for a lot of people. You know, if we just kind of take a step back and we really watch what we're putting into our mouths, we really take care of our body in a way that it was designed to be taken care of. You know, we need to move on a regular basis. We need to sport a positive attitude on a daily basis. We need to eat food rather than packaged products that really don't serve us and don't you know, help our bodies to thrive. So CommonSenseHealth.org, it was a labor of love. I really put it out there just to share information with people so that they had a place to come and a resource where they could discuss, you know, hey, I have this situation going on. Has anyone heard of anything that could be helpful to help me? You know, articles and tips and things where you can really go to get the support and get the community of like-minded people that are all about living the best life that you possibly can. So that's kind of, you know, in a nutshell, Common Sense was designed for to be a fantastic tool for people who are interested in natural health, wellness, and ultimately success, the most success that they can get out of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. And, you know, I think it's so important to be a part of a community that, you know, supports you because, you know, if someone's overweight or sick and they want to make some changes in their health and there's no one around them in their life who wants to go to the gym with them or help them, you know, prepare healthy meals with them, then you really have to find a community of support. And so I think, you know, this is a great resource for people to do that.
Well, and you know, Tom, it ultimately what it comes down to is the only person that can help you get on the right track is you. Truly. The only person that has the power to get you to where you want to be is you. So if you are surrounded by people who are encouraging and perhaps they've been through, you know, they lost a lot of weight or they turned an illness around or whatever, boy, that's just so empowering because no one can do your sit-ups for you, right? You have to be the one to do it. So if you have other people around you that are supportive of your efforts, it just makes everything so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's so true. So what have you found, you know, for you personally and for the people that you work with, what is some of the biggest lessons that you've learned that really help people get on the right track?
You know, I think it's to be open to changing paradigms. You know, a lot of us grew up in the thought process that, you know, if something happened, that a medication would fix us or a pill would fix us. And I think throughout, you know, maybe the past 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, our society has become so reliant upon these various, you know, tools, if you will, that are tools if they're used properly. You know, there, you know, medication definitely has its place, and it's incredibly powerful in a lot of instances, but I think we've used it as a crutch. So it's really important to kind of take a step back and say, why don't we not have to take the medicine in the first place? Why don't we do the things that we need to do to stay healthy, to stay active, to stay vibrant, as long as we possibly can? And I think that's another thing, too. Aging is just something that really is changing in terms of paradigms. You know, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, you know, there are people in their 80s and 90s that are vibrant and healthy. We're living longer. So I think it's really important that we take a step back, and not only are we living longer, but we're living better. You know, we don't just want the length of time, we want the quality of life. And I think a lot of people are waking up to that realization, and I felt it was important to give them a place to kind of come together and share their thoughts and educate themselves and, you know, be able to implement some strategies that will really help them do just that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I think that's so key, quality of life. And, you know, it's great to live to 90 or 100 years old. I think that's fantastic, and it's a worthwhile goal, but don't you want to be, you know, healthy and vibrant and still walking and running and playing with your grandchildren when you're at that age, instead of, you know, in a home or, you know, on some kind of machine that's keeping you alive, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think a lot of people are really waking up to that. And the beautiful thing about it is, you know, since our body is constantly, you know, shedding old cells and creating new, so we're constantly creating a new self, you know, every moment that we're alive. And at any point, you know, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, really, I mean, you can turn things around in your 80s and 90s if you so desire. You know, if you put the proper fuel in there, if you take the proper care and attention to what your body needs, you can still turn things around. There's no warranty expiration on that, and we're learning that. So I think a lot of people are waking up and saying, boy, you know, I want to be one of those people, like you said, Tom, that are, you know, on the floor playing with your grandkids or going for hikes, traveling, doing all the things that you want to do rather than just, you know, living and sitting in front of a television or something. That just doesn't sound too desirable.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah, and I think that's why people, you know, subscribe to our show and listen to our show, is because they just want to live the best quality of life that they possibly can. So what are, you know, the key areas that you've found for health and wellness that really keep you, your body healthy and prime into old age?
You know, I think number one, you know, use it or lose it. I think that is critical. I think it's really important to find something that you like to do and do it. And whether that's hiking or running or jogging or working out or yoga or, you know, a combination of all of these things, swimming, whatever that you enjoy, do that. It doesn't have to be, you know, whatever's trendy at the moment. It has to be something that you really enjoy. For me, I love being in nature, you know, hiking and just being in it. It's something I have to do to recenter myself. So number one, you know, move it or lose it, take care of your body, get out there and do something. Mm-hmm. Secondly, is really focus on what you're putting into your mouth. You know, take a look at the ingredients on labels. You know, is this something that you can pronounce? Is this an actual food, or is this a chemical that your body is going to reject, or, you know, at best reject, at worst turn into, you know, manifest itself as an illness because your body just wasn't designed to ingest that many chemicals. And I think thirdly is to really, you know, reflect and pay attention to what's going on in your body and your life. You know, it all, success to me is not just health, it's not just money, it's not just your relationships, but it's a combination of all of that. You know, take a step back and assess, you know, where am I right now? Am I spending too much time at work? Am I spending too much time slacking off? You know, have I really been treating my body with the respect that it deserves? Take the time to reflect so that you can constantly keep that balance. And I think all of us have to do that. You know, we have this illusion that all of a sudden you reach this place and you're perfect and wonderful all the time. And it doesn't happen that way. You have to be constantly aware and make sure you're doing the things that you need to do to live the life that you want to live.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a constant journey, and you're always, you know, working on your health. You're always working on improving and getting better and eating the right diet and having the right exercise program and having the right mental attitude.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a daily undertaking for sure.
Absolutely. So tell us more about Common Sense Health and what resources do you have for people and how have people been using that to really make a huge difference in their lives?
Well, you know, we have blog posts that anybody can come and share the information that they have. You know, if you've had an experience, for example, recently for me, I came across juicing, and I really wasn't very familiar with it and kind of did some research and read some people's blogs and information and tried it and did a 40-day juice fast feast. And I shared my experience in a blog post. This is how it was. You know, this is how it felt. These are the things that were amazing that happened. These were the things that were challenging that happened. And it's just, you know, it's coming from me, a regular person. So everyone is encouraged to do that. You know, share your information. Did you find something that worked? How did you feel? How was it? How did it work for you? So there's a blog area where people can just kind of post the information that they like. And then there's also a forum area where conversations are kind of taking place back and forth, you know, recipes, how important is it to buy organic versus not organic, just this different conversations. You know, there's groups that people can join if they want daily motivational tips, tips on fitness. There's videos where people can come. They can post videos. They can comment on videos. And these are things that are all, you know, a lot of motivational things, because I find that if you're making a change, you know, if you're saying, hey, I'm committed to becoming healthier, I'm committed to watching what I put in my body and moving my body and all of that, it sure is nice to have some motivational material that you can look at to kind of help you keep on track in that regard. Mm-hmm. So there's all of this content and the free sharing of information. People are encouraged to share what's worked for them, and I think a lot of people, you know, you'd rather hear it from someone who has similar objectives to yourself rather than from a company that's trying to promote something, you know. So it's kind of nice to just kind of be able to interact and share and have so many tools at your disposal to make sure that you get to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And I'm sure it's also a great place to get support, because, you know, when you're sharing publicly about, you know, your health goals and your challenges that you're coming through, that you have other people support you who are like-minded, and that's so important to making sure that, you know, you really reach the goals that you want to achieve.
Yeah, and you know what really makes it interesting, Tom, is that people are from all over the world. You know, people are from everywhere. We had a guy, gosh, there was a guy in somewhere in Africa, and he discovered this amazing oil that is, you know, really phenomenal for your skin, and so he's sharing information there, and no one had ever heard of it before. You know, people from everywhere. So you can really we think we know everything. We think we have so much information, and we do. Gosh, it's a tremendous age that we live in, but it's really nice to kind of get a feel for all over the place, all over the world, what is working. And it's even more exciting to say, well, gosh, you know, if I wanted to get some of that oil from Africa, I can get some, even if I live in the United States, you know. So as long as I'm aware of it, as long as I have the knowledge and the education, I can have the resource. And so commonsensehealth.org is a place where people can come together and share that and have the best tools and the best support and the best information.
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, for me, it's almost like a remembering of what we've lost or what we've forgotten, because, you know, 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 5,000 years ago, the only medicine we had was natural medicine, you know, from the plants and the herbs and the natural remedies that people learned over the ages. And we've kind of forgotten so much of that, like you said, with all the Western medicine and the drugs and surgery that we have now, which are fantastic when you need them. But, you know, I think the real focus and the real problem now is more in prevention rather than in treatment. And so it's awesome that, you know, you're having people from all over the world sharing all this incredible knowledge that can really make a huge difference.
It does. It does. It does make a huge difference, and I think that's knowledge that we have lost over the decades and over generations, and it's really important that we kind of, you know, get that back again. And the big thing back in those days, you know, the herbs and things, we didn't have transportation systems like we have now, and we didn't have the sharing of information like we have now. So just think, you know, we have the best of both worlds. We have allopathic medicine for, you know, urgent situations, life-threatening things that we need to, you know, remedy right away. We have all of the natural herbs and you know, essential oils and all of the wonderful tools. And even if they come from, you know, the other end of the world, we can have them shipped to us, which is just phenomenal. And we have the education of, okay, how do I use this? What is this, you know, going to do for me? How do I use it on my 2-year-old versus myself? You know, is this safe to use here or there or whatever? So we have the best of all things now. We have an amazing resource in tools, and we have amazing resource in relationships, in being able to build relationships and share information. And I just think that's really, you know, that's important. We need it right now. And obviously a lot of other people agree because of the, you know, the growth that we've seen with the group and you know, our social media outreach is just tremendous. We're very excited about it.
Well, it's awesome. And, you know, I think you're so right that we live at the best time ever to be alive, where we have so much knowledge and so much information about health and so many resources to improve our health. And yet in America, we're one of the sickest countries in the world. So let's talk about that real quick. I mean, why do you think that is?
You know, Tom, I think a lot of people have taken for granted the fact that, you know, you really are responsible. You know, you can't just watch what you see on TV and you know, buy these things, buy these food products that aren't really food. You know, you need to be responsible to do the research behind it. You know, I mean, it used to be like McDonald's, for example, just a generation ago. If you got to go eat at McDonald's, maybe you did that once a month or once every 3 months, and it was just a big treat, and oh boy, we get to eat at McDonald's, and it's turned into, you know, oh my gosh, we're really rushed, you know, let's get a Happy Meal and go through the drive-through and eat that, and that's what we call dinner. You know, that's we can't do that anymore. We have to take responsibility and take a step back and say, you know, just because these things are out there and they're available and maybe they're inexpensive, we need to, you know, what is more expensive? You know, buying quality food products now or eating non-food products and dealing with not having your health in the future? You know, it's relative. So I think in the U.S. it really has come down to personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
People really need to take a step back and say, okay, I'm the one that's responsible for me. You know, if I can't function, I can't take care of my family, I can't earn an income, you know, I'm grouchy all the time. You know, it's me. I'm the one who has to make the changes. So fortunately, like you said, you know, we have the resources, we have the tools. It's just time to start using them. And so that's, you know, that's the real reason why we formed commonsensehealth.org in the first place, because I don't think there can be too many resources that are sharing good information so that people can make good decisions about living an exceptional quality of life. I don't think there can be too much of that floating around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think you're so right about taking responsibility. You know, when I was a kid, I used to watch Spider-Man all the time, the cartoon. And one of my favorite quotes from that was, "With great power comes great responsibility." And we have so much power right now. We have so much information that we've never had before about health and wellness. But with all that knowledge comes the responsibility that we have to do something with it. So I'm so glad that we have people like you, Kim, who are helping people take that responsibility and get all that knowledge and just take their health to the next level.
And you, Tom, you're sharing the information and getting it out, and people are coming, you know, to get more educated, and that's fantastic that they have all of these tools. But you know, you hit it right on the head when you said it's action. Knowledge is not power. You must have knowledge, but you must take action, and you need to take it consistently to get results. So you know, we've got the information, we've got the oomph in terms of you know, here's some motivational material along with the information, so that you can really you know, sink your teeth in and make it be fun, get the support that you need, and live the best life that you possibly can, because ultimately that's where you make the most difference in the world is when you're living your best life and feeling vibrant and powerful and strong. And you know, the more people we have that are doing that, the better world we have for all of us. So it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're so right. And I hope that, you know, everyone listening to this will go ahead and take action and will join commonsensehealth.org, because it's free to join. And, you know, if they put a post up there, share some knowledge that they have, you know, who knows, they could touch the lives of people all over the world and not even know about it.
Absolutely. That's the objective.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Kim. I know you shared some awesome information with us, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsenholz again. Hope you enjoyed the show today with Kim Peterson. Please do go ahead and check it out at commonsensehealth.org and just join that community. It's totally free to sign up. You know, there's no obligations or anything like that. But it's just an awesome way to be a part of a movement that's really making a difference in the health of not just, you know, the United States, but the entire world. So I hope you'll join that, and just wishing you an absolutely incredible day. Take care.